I think the people, like our one friend at church, I don't know if he watches our podcast. You think he does?
Who?
Or, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's seen a couple of our episodes for sure.
Yeah.
So, there's some people like that we know, especially that like that are really just conflicted inside, whether it be our church friends or people outside of it that like, oh, they want to go to church. They don't want to go to church and stuff like that.
They want to like go.
That confliction is a good thing, right? People think, oh, like, I'm wrestling with God. It's like, good. You should be wrestling. Like you should Jacob be wrestling with God. Exactly. Yeah. Like it's okay to wrestle. We all wrestle with God at some point in our lives and still do. It's an ongoing process. That's like what a relationship is.
That's
like
conviction right there. That's him convicting you on and on and on. And you're just not ignoring
that's
it.
That's the battle of flesh and spirit that he gives to us. He gives us that, that rebirth of the spirit. And that's, I think it's like the one thing too, is like to be born again means that, you know, like for example, before we got born again, all we kind of knew was just like evil in a sense. And we did everything just for like kind of for us. It was all survival. It's like,
did you
really know what was good? Like, I don't know. It's when I think back to like how I used to act before I was born again, I just like kind of like, yeah, like you had like morals and stuff, but like you didn't really, I don't know how to really explain
you're just confused,
it.
Right?
You didn't have that Holy Spirit heart. You know what I'm saying? You didn't have that.
Can I explain that too? Because when I was taught about entrepreneurship, manifestation, like that, those at the time were big things. Like 2020 to 2021, those videos were big. Like manifestation, you can achieve anything you want. You can just have your dream house and dream car just like that if you just manifest it in your mind. And once you have it in your mind, you can just play that out into reality. And now all of these messages are good, but then for me personally, when I was listening to these stuff, at some point, it took me to being selfish about it and saying, I want this for myself. I want this for my success. I want this to have a better life, just simply have more money so I can afford this and that. And then to get validation, whether that would be from people around me to prove them that, oh, look, I made it. I can do this. You told me I couldn't do it. Now I did it. This type of things. And for me, it led into emptiness. It led into chasing things for meaningless things and trying to give it purpose when it really doesn't have that much purpose compared to what we're talking about here, like the presence of God. Because what are you going to do with all those things when you die? Like those were the big questions at some point. Is okay, I'm saying I want all of that, but then what? What if I'm like, what if I don't have it? Then what? How do I conflict with the fact that I just failed? You know, what if it doesn't happen?
Which but is then, also temporary, right? Because like all the things that you do here, like make money, sports, all these things, it's all temporary.
Exactly. So those were some of the questions that I also conflicted with. And guess what? I also saw some things even within my family. Like this was a big thing. Like, for example, finances is I just saw this overly focus on money. I'm like, I don't want that. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel good about it. It's like all I saw was my parents, you know, talking about money a lot as if that's what made somebody worthy. I don't want to be that person who judges another person based on what they can provide for you financially and how many gifts you can buy somebody that will, you know, give you an understanding how much they love you. It's like that, all that seemed so empty to me and that seemed so torturing to my spirit that it was unreal. It was just like, I don't want to be the person where I rely on the materials of things to help me understand who I truly am and what my worth is. That's just so meaningless. And I think that was God, you know, taking me and giving me, planting those good thoughts in my head to help me, I guess, see further into life in a deeper sense where all of that isn't worth anything other than a relationship with him.
And it's in the Gospels too, all that things, like for example, giving up this or giving up your friends, giving up your family. You start to understand these stories and say, well, look, like it's obviously talking about giving up your friends and family, which you start to see, be like, okay, I need my friends. I want to be with my friends. I want to have a relationship with my parents, but all this stuff. But you know, God was just encouraging and is, no, in the Gospels, where in a unique way, where it's talking about even though these things will happen, even though there's going to be people that will doubt you in life, You're going to have something to rely on, and it's God, and it's the most important thing. So when you hear this stuff, it encourages you, and you start to understand when somebody's going to ever tell you, like, oh, like, you're nothing, like, you didn't even make that much money. You're just going to be like, okay, like, you know, I don't care. Because you see these stories in the Bible, and you understand who is talking to you about this stuff, and you know what's right and wrong. You start to, like, understand what's actually valuable. Is it valuable that I get validation from parents or from God? And that's the most that's the most important thing.
You know, I think is the true, because you said this before the podcast too, like, what is the biggest indicator for you is the process, not the what. You like the process,
not the result, but like more of like a process, what you went through.
Exactly.
That's the most important thing.
Because I feel like the walk with God is, it's super tedious. And looking back at it, like, the little day-by-day sort of things can be tough. But then when you look back, like, a month, two, like, even like a year ago, you realize, wow, I'm just so much more convicted in certain areas. Like, wow, my heart has changed completely different. Yeah. But in like the moment, in those little moments, those day by days, it might feel like hell, right? It might feel like you're suffering so much because you're constantly just battling yourself. But then what you must do is be patient, give it time, let God work in your heart.
And not give up on it.
And not give up on it. And this is a test. It's simply a test. And then when you look down the road, you look back at yourself from like a year ago, even for myself a couple months ago, it's like my heart, I can see my heart change. I forgive people a lot faster now. There's things like, you're not as like rageful or revengeful. You see life in a different light, just like more. It's just like that. That's the slow process.
No matter how many things that other people have more than you, don't envy them. You're happy for them. Or sometimes you just understand that person is ignorant to thinking that all of these things that they have gives them value when it doesn't. Like, that person could have had nothing, but in your eyes, you would still see that person with the same value, even if they didn't have money. So a lot of the times people like to flex what they've accomplished or what they have in terms of finances to show you who they are. And you understand that, hey dude, even if you didn't have any of that, I would still respect you the same way because you're made in the image of God. And that's when you really understand that if you were to kind of swap places with that person, you wouldn't have anything more than what you have now, because you have that, you already have that assuring peace and the understanding that you are valuable, not because of money and this and that. You're valuable because you're made in the image of God, and that's enough. Now everything else after that is only for His glory, for His glorification, for His kingdom, for His people. Everything else is for that. You already have what you got. Like, even if we had to do nothing, we would be good. Because we would already have His presence. But that's just selfish. Because you have been given the gift of God's grace to have an understanding with Him. And now what do you do with it? Not share it with anybody else? Not do anything in your power to glorify His name by, you know, His Spirit. And His Spirit guiding you through life in peace to then achieve the things that you can to help other people? Why not do that?
Yeah.